Today, veteran quarterback Jason Campbell gets the starting nod, and he's very excited for the opportunity to face the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity, you know, to go out there and just, you know, just get back to the game and just having fun. You know, obviously, you know, we want to go win games and do the best that we can. But, you know, at the same time, we understand we're a growing football team. And, you know, our goal and mission every week is to go out and win games and do the best at it. But the one thing we can't forget is just to get back to having fun in this game.
Jason, what can you bring to this offense that kind of the last couple of weeks seems to have gone into a little bit of a
rut? Well, I say, you know, everyone, it's not about one person. You know, I know everyone wanted to say, you know, it's about Brandon, but it really wasn't about one person. You know, we all as a collective group. You know, have to do a better job, play in and play out, you know, of doing our own job. And I think the only thing that I should do is, you know, just try to, you know, be a leader. At the same time, you know, just try to do my job to the best of my abilities. You know, not try to do anything to the extreme. Just try to stay within the game and find your rhythm.
Hey Jason, they're unbeaten. It's Arrowhead. Yeah. They got a top defense. How daunting is that?
Yeah, you know, they're number one in third down, number one in red zone. Like I said, number one, I think, in points allowed. So, you know, it's definitely a challenge. You know, each and every week is a challenge. But, you know, Arrowhead is one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. And, you know, so that means even more, you know, we have to be on the same page with our play calls and make sure everyone's hearing it and make sure we're all getting lined up correctly because, you know, it's going to be hard to hear at times. And, you know, when you go into a hostile environment like this, you know, you have to, you know, make sure we're together and keep our composure.
Were you surprised that Chud made the move at this point?
Yeah, you know, but it's, you know, decisions are made. You know, like I said, it was tough at the same time for me, even with the friendship that I had with Brandon. And, you know, so I made sure I talked with him at the same time and, you know, keep him encouraged, keep his head up. Like I said, it's not about one person. And we understand this game, you know, changes are made at times. And, you know, you just have to move on in life and continue to keep striving to do the best you can. Like I told him, you know, you just keep striving to get better.
Has this been a frustrating season for you? I mean, you were passed over when they went to Hoyer.
Well, you know, like I said, just one of those years. You know, you never can predict anything. And, you know, NFL season is all, it's like a roller coaster. You know, there's up and down moments. And the main thing you have to try to do is just stay even keeled throughout it all. You know, not everything goes your way at times. Not everything, you know, it's going to be that way. And, you know, those decisions are out of your hands. At the same time, no matter who the guy is, you do the best that you can to root that guy on and help him prepare and move forward. And, you know, we're back in that same situation now.
From the standpoint that there are two straight losses, the season could get away. Mm-hmm. What sort of sense of urgency does that bring?
Oh, it's definitely a sense of urgency. You know, we're still right in the middle of our division fighting for that position. But the only thing you can do is take it one game at a time. You know, we can't get ahead of ourselves. And but you'd rather be playing for something during the December than not playing for anything. And that's that what brings a sense of urgency, is to have a shot when it's all said and done.
What can you do to, you know, turn things around? They haven't gone well the last couple of games, obviously.
Well, like I said, you know, obviously it's a collective group. You know, like I said, I just got to go out there and try to do the best that I can do. And at the same time, you know, be a leader, help us to get to where we want to go. Like I said, we're still a football team that's growing. You know, we're not a veteran football team, you know, yet. So we got to continue to keep putting things together, and things happen week in and week out. And that's part of the growth. And just understand, as a collective group, we all just got to do our own job. And and compete and just keep competing at a high level. Just try to, you know, compete a little bit harder. It's always tougher in bigger environments.
Yeah. Jason, from over the 7 weeks, what have you observed from this young locker room? As you mentioned, you are one of the leaders in this locker room and out on the practice field. What have you observed from this young team?
I'd say, you know, it's a young team that's growing. You know, there's, you know, we have talent, you know, but everyone knows that anytime you're learning new systems, you know, both on both sides of the ball, offensive and defense, you're going to have your high moments and your low moments. You know, it's all part of the growth process. But what we can't do is, you know, get down when things don't go right. You know, it's all about responding. And I think this group is a resilient group, you know, a group that's been through some things early on in the season, was able to respond. And, you know, I expect us to continue to respond and bounce back in, you know, as we continue to go.
Do you believe when the Browns played you in Oakland and your shoulder injury, were you playing the best you think of your career at that time?
I believe so. Like I said, I was, you know, in the system at the time, my second year in it. It's kind of a similar situation. It was a young group of guys when I first got there, and we was in our second year together, and everyone was kind of growing together, and everyone could kind of, you know, once you call a play, they kind of knew it. You know, it wasn't any hesitation or anything like that. And I think it gave me an opportunity to have that growth and to be playing at my best at that time. And, you know, like I said, will I just be at my best right away? You know, who knows? I just got to just play my game. You know, I can't determine those things.
A couple of weeks ago, you talked about adjusting to life as a backup.
Yeah.
Is it a difficult mindset having to switch that to all of a sudden you're the starter?
Yeah, it's a different mindset. Even though you're a backup, you prepare as a starter, but, you know, you don't get the starter reps, you know, so that's different. You can prepare all you want, but if you don't have the starter reps, you know, at the time, you know, it's still all about the game. It's still all about rhythm and consistency. And so hopefully having a full week to prep and to run plays with these guys and grow, hopefully they can give me an opportunity to get back, you know, to where I once was.
Were you surprised at all that he made this switch?
Like I said, you know, y'all probably know a lot of things, you know, more than I do. Like I said, in this situation, it was a tough situation. You know, like I said, you know, knowing Brandon, you know, rooting for him every week, you know, trying to do the best I can to help him. And like I said, it's not about Brandon. You know, just because we made a move at the quarterback position doesn't mean that, oh, that's the one thing that's keeping us back. You know, that's not the case. You know, you watch the film, it's just a lot of things that that we need to improve on. And so, you know, with that mindset, you just got to go out there and just play. And like I said, it's tough switching over like that, but at the same time, you know, from being in the league for a while, you know, I think that's helped me a lot from having to adapt through different changes and adjust.
I'm wondering if you were surprised. That's what I'm trying to find out.
You know, it's the NFL. You know, you really can never be surprised about anything.
When Whedon was hurt in Baltimore and you finished that game on your way back to Cleveland, did you think you were going to be the starter?
Yeah, I thought so at the time. You know, I thought so. But like I said, you know, coach makes those decisions. And, you know, the next week when, you know, you find out you wasn't going, you know, it's a competitor. Any competitor wants to play. You know, but at the same time, you know, just because it doesn't go your way doesn't mean you just, you know, get beside yourself and fall out. You know, you root for the next guy, you root him on, and we're all professionals and we're all on the same team. And the object for us to do each and every week, our main goal is to win. You know, that's the first and foremost thing. And I believe if you can stick to that mindset and not make things about you, I think your team always has an opportunity to grow in a mature way. You know, it's all about how you handle situations and how you react to them. It's, you know, as my 9 years playing this game, as long as I've known, it's never been about one person. And it's never been, but guys that make it that way, you know, it becomes a bad apple to the team.
How can you get around being rusty?
We'll get some 40, what's that, EW40 or something, W40? I've had some great practices. Like I said, anytime I was running the other team's offense, I tried to utilize it as much as I could, as close to our offense as I could. And, like I said, man, I just want to go have fun and play, and we'll see what happens.
Jason, how do you explain the two games when Hoyer was there compared to what's happened before and after him?
You say it's not about one guy, but it looks like...
Well, you think about it, you know, in the beginning of the season, you know, we didn't have some of our guys with us. You know, Josh wasn't here, and like I said, some of our linemen wasn't here. And so, you know, we had some younger guys in those positions. You know, we continue to grow. Guys that have been working all minicamp and training camp wasn't in there together when game one started. But, you know, obviously, you know, getting him back in game three and four, so, you know, it really helps. And so, you know, like I said, Hoyer did what he had to do when he was in there. And like I said, it's just unfortunately, you know, he got hurt and everything. And like I said, you don't ever want to see that happen to a guy. And we always know in the NFL, you know, injuries are a big part of our game.
So. Jason, I don't mean this as a knock to Brandon, but did you sense that the team needed this?
So I just think it's time for us just to have a sense of urgency, you know, all together, you know, not just Brandon, but just all together as a team. Of course, people got to understand, we play some really good teams, and we play some solid teams. You know, Green Bay is a playoff team, and Detroit, you know, they're pretty good too. So, you know, our schedule doesn't get any easier. You know, as a matter of fact, it may get a little tougher. But so, you know, we just have to continue to keep striving forward. So it's not like, you know, we hadn't been playing. We've been playing some really good football teams, and you have to give them some credit as well.
We've got time for a couple more questions.
Kansas City pass rush, how important that is to get the ball out of your hands?
Well, you know, they're tough. You know, they're tough. They do a good job of, you know, in their edge rushing. I think their corners and safeties all do a good job in coverage. And like I said, they make you work the ball. And I think as an offense for us, you know, we just got to go in there and do what we do and just try to be as patient as possible and, you know, keep ourselves in a good position to win.
Jason Chutt said that, you know, now he's going to look at the quarterback as a week-to-week thing. How does that affect you, and does that really matter?
It's always week-to-week for me anyways, you know, as far as my mindset, because you doesn't look past any game. You know, you always look at the one game that's in front of you. And like, my job today is to get within the offense and grasp the offense today and do what we're trying to do, you know, in our base package. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll go third down, and Friday go red zone. You know, I'm not thinking about next game, next year, nothing. You know, I'm just thinking about one day at a time.
When you came out of Auburn, your arm strength was one of the best in the draft.
Yeah.
Have you lost any RPM? it's strong?
No, I actually think it may be a little stronger. You know, I think I'm still kind of young in real life, you know, in football terms, they'll say I'm at the midway, but I think my arm strength is still there, and I still believe in my arm and still have confidence.